some crews that we contract with, and they're very skilled at this kind of work, and they use a very small helicopter because it's highly maneuverable. And of course, you can imagine when you're chasing some big game animals around and you're trying to capture them, you need to be a little, have a nimble aircraft in order to do it. They're skilled crews, and they're able to drop a net or shoot a net from the helicopter onto the animal and immobilize it very quickly, and they can do the work right then and there. They can jump off the helicopter and take blood samples and record some information about the animal and place a collar on it, and that animal is free to go in a matter of minutes.
So when they do that, the animal is wrapped up in this net, and so that's why they don't have to tranquilize it, because it's basically, they have it in one spot. They know it's not going to run away, and they can run all these tests.
Right. They can gather some information about that animal.
That sounds kind of wild.
Yeah, it is. It's a very interesting thing to see. It's a really a very stress-free, even though it does sound like it might be a little stressful, it's really not. In many cases, these animals are released within minutes. And in some cases, they are lifted by the helicopter and taken to a base camp where a contingent of our volunteers and veterinarians and our wildlife managers are on the ground waiting. They'll take some blood samples, they'll check body condition. Of course, they'll record sex and age and weight. And all of these parameters give us a lot of great information to develop some management strategies, inform population models, and, you know, have more productive hunt in the future and have a healthy wildlife population.
Why can't you just go out and count elk, for example?
You mean just go out and stand out in a field and count some elk?
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, this isn't a zoo. They're not in a enclosed area. They're out in their natural habitat. It requires that we fly overhead. And at this time of year, it's a little easier to see them against the snow. There's no leaves on the trees. So this time of year, it's important that we get up and try to get a good feel for how our big game animals are doing. And flying over them in the winter is a very effective way of doing that.
Mike, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.